again, and the bowing figure disappeared. Dom glanced up. "That's pretty neat. Field transference. Grandmother won't have it in the house. She says it's a wicked waste of power." Tarly held up his hand. "Inductance surfaces under the skin, yes. It's a tradition with us. It impresses guests. Here." Dom caught a dragonskin belt and buckled it around a loose-fitting robe intricately worked in yellow and grey silk. The Eleuthian boy opened an enamelled closet and handed him a smaller version of the sword. "Hey, it's only a koto, purely ceremonial. Please accept it. Apart from anything else, by custom, it's a mortal insult if you don't. I'd have to fight you again, with swords and without armour. And before that, I'd have to teach you to use it." He glanced sidelong at Dom's neck. "You've been getting a few lessons anyway, I hear." Dom's hand flew to his neck and he winced, not just from the bruises. "I thought Leothian girls went in more for flower arranging," he muttered. Tarly grinned. "Oh, yes. The nearest flowers to us are on Boondock, the next planet out. The biggest ones are motile roses. You have to get the plant in an armlock before you can prune it." "I'd bet she'd be good at it." "Pretty good, probably. She's first on the sham sword lists. That's out of about 500 true shamori. You have to be expert to get on the lists." Dom fingered the blade of the koto and grunted. "Archery now, I'm better at that. She hasn't got the patience. Charlie's only about 30th in the list." "Anything she's not good at?" "There's our third national pastime."
"What's that? Pig-sticking? Crushing rocks with the fingers?"
"No. Micro-circuitry design. It's an art, you know. Come on, it's time for dinner."
Dom was surprised as they made their way towards the main hall. He was on Leoth, a world that made the best shipware and Class 5 mines that were classed as humans, and he had seen no robots apart from the horse and the mechanisms in the garden. Leothians obviously didn't like to surround themselves with their creations. As they walked through a hall lined with lacquered panels, Tarly said slowly, "Father is very annoyed."
"About me?"
"Indirectly, yes. It wasn't your coming here. He likes visitors. It's just that we are getting some uninvited ones."
"How many days before you discover Joker's world?"
"After tonight, 3 days."
"Have you got any ideas?"
"Some," said Dom, noncommittally.
"I hope so," said Tarly. "There's 50 ships hanging around our system now, waiting for you to make a move. Some of them are toting weaponry, too. Terra Novae has got a whole fleet. There's even a class of a hulk from whole Earths. It's probably the only one they have got. There's going to be a real shootout when you lead them to Joker's world. And, what's worrying Father?"
"You can put his mind at rest. I don't think the Jokers had anything to do with Leoth," said Dom quickly. Tarly sighed with relief.
"The trouble they're putting us to," he went on. "We have to send out squads every hour to clear up these bugs United spies are dropping round the palace. They crawl into every crevice. Look at that one."
A thing like a jewelled praying mantis was creeping along the top of one of the coloured panels. It tried to scurry away as they approached, but Tarly flicked it onto the floor with the end of his sword and crushed it.
"Looks like a standard Earth model," he said. "See what I mean?"
"The message behind all this is that you're glad to see me, but you'd be even happier to see me go," said Dom.
Tarly said hurriedly, "Please, don't take it the wrong way. I'll tell you one thing. We'll make sure you go vertically and protected. Still, you're not our only worry. Have you heard about the bank disappearing?"
Dom shook his head.
"Nothing like it has happened before."
The hall doors swung open. There were only 8 for the meal. The round table had been collapsed back into the memory store, and a plain Leothian dining mat spread in its place. Besides Tarly and Dom, there was Joan, Kajar, the Emperor, Charlie, Hoshugan, and a small, dapper Leothian. The children's Drosk servant stood behind them, and Isaac moved over to place himself behind Dom. He was holding Ig.
"Thanks," said Dom, taking the creature. "Where has he been? And how about you?"
"Just looking round the old place, Bath. Ig's sort of the unofficial mascot of the bug-clearing crews. He can really root them out."
Charlie looked up and blushed when Dom saw her. The main course, Kai Shellfish, was eaten in silence, except for the efforts of a phenobic trio playing chlong at the other end of the hall. A cool night breeze brought the tinkling of the leaves of the robot garden floating into the room. The Emperor, with great ceremony, poured out a syrupy clear liquid that was deceptively light on the tongue and burned in the throat. The servants disappeared at a hand clap. The trio hurried to the end of a